One quarter behind us, and it was a great quarter for the home team. Warsaw with a 21-0 lead over Goshen. Quarter number two starts with the Red Hawks backed up to their own 18-yard line. It will be fourth down and 12. And Janice is standing back inside his five-yard line, acting like he's going to punt.
But you never know.
No, you don't. I would expect him to run to his right, which is the wide side of the field, and try to make some space where he might be able to get around the corner and get a first down and maybe more. Janice standing at the two as he waits the snap. It's a good snap, and he's going to run right. He's going to kick it down the field. It's going to bounce at the 37. Oh, it almost hit a Tiger. It almost hit another Tiger. And it'll be downed at the 44-yard line. It'll be Warsaw football with 11:51 left to play here in the half, and Warsaw leading 21-0. There's a lot of guys that weren't following the rules on that.
No.
For Warsaw. It's like, fellas, scatter.
Yeah. And not saying that it was close. That ball kind of bounced a little too close to one of our punt return guys, but
Everybody has their own word or phrase for it. Poison is a famous one. Danger.
Ours was fire.
Fire.
Right.
Yes. Warsaw takes over. 11:51 left to play in the half, leading 21-0. Starting this drive at the Red Hawk 44-yard line. Sullivan, the quarterback, will hand off up the middle and dunk it. Or this is Michael Schenck, and Michael Schenck's got a huge hole. His first action in quite a long time. He carries the ball to the 30-yard line. That's a 14-yard gain for Michael Schenck, Andy, who we have not seen for quite a long time. He's only played in two games, now three of 10 this season, with leg injuries.
Yeah, he's another one that's kind of been hindered this year with injuries. But again, really good job. Offensive line is doing a number on that Goshen defensive line.
Vilma in the game on offense. He's out wide left. Egoff to the right. Wings on either side. Brock on the far side. Davis on the near. Schenck is the fullback. And again, they hand off to Michael, and he'll plow forward, and he drags Goshen tacklers inside the 25 and down to the 21 for a gain of 9 yards.
Looked like Drew wanted to pull that ball out, and
he was thinking about it.
It was a little long, but yeah.
Michael had to take kind of a second crack at that
one
to reel that one in.
Like, I want this ball.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and take this one. He'd been sitting waiting to do something this whole year, just hadn't been healthy. Warsaw's in good shape at the fullback position in the future with he and Duncan both coming back. Second down and one. Sullivan, play action fake, rolling right, got a man open, throws it to him, and it's tipped away. What a play. Janice, who was beaten on the play by Egoff, got back into the play with his athleticism and saved a sure touchdown.
That's one of those where he did get beat. You know, he was 3-4 yards away from that play, and he closed that gap quick.
Third down and one. They ran a similar play last week with Egoff, but Egoff ran the inside position, caught the ball at about the 18-yard line, and ran it in for the Tigers' first touchdown. Third down and one. Warsaw had a down to play with. That's a play they wanted to run on a cold night. They did it, and it almost worked. Third down and one. Schenck up the middle. He's got the first down and more inside the 20, down to the 16-yard line. Gain of 5 for Michael. Another first down for Warsaw. 10:30 left to play in the half. Warsaw with a 21-0 lead.
Maybe look for that counter play here. Or we could just keep pounding inside. And
I'm not sure they could stop 44 up the middle.
No.
Bart would love to have this game end quickly and get his people off this field. And I think Warsaw broke the huddle with 12 people.
Sure did.
Illegal participation is going to be this flag. Warsaw had a player run off the field late. It was an extra lineman who ran off the field. The flag was thrown.
What?
And that'll back Warsaw back up to the 21-yard line where they were before the last play, I think.
Yep.
Yes, there it is. Illegal participation. Warsaw, you can't have 12 people in the huddle because the defense doesn't know who's actually going to be in the play.
Right.
While many of the rules of football are based to help the offense, that one is actually helping the defense. So they have a little more fair. That's Warsaw's third penalty for 35 yards already here in the first half, in the first 14 minutes of the game.
Yep.
First and 15, now ball at the 21. Egoff comes to the near side. You've got Reed out there as a halfback on the right. Brock on the left. There goes Brock in motion, and it's going to be Sullivan keeping it. Turns up field, runs into a guy at the 15 and pulls him forward down to the 13-yard line. That's a gain of 8 yards and a first down carry. Leaves him with second down and seven with 9:40 left to play in the first half. Warsaw in the lead and in command, 21-0 leaders over winless Goshen.
So really the only difference I'm seeing between these two games that we're playing, we're just executing at a much higher level than we did the first go-around.
Yes, look much sharper.
Yep.
Second and seven. Ball in the middle of the field at the south end of Fisher Field. Sullivan ducks under center, takes the snap, looking, throws it to the corner of the end zone. Egoff can't get to it. I'm not sure if he'd have caught it if he'd have been able to get his feet in bounds. It'll be third down and seven, and Warsaw's offense, their offensive line did that same thing.
Yeah,
they all just fell belly down on the ground.
I've never quite seen that.
I'll be honest, I've seen them do it in practice.
Yeah.
I always assumed that was a play that they were going to cut block.
Right.
That they just didn't want to cut block their teammates.
Sure, which is understandable.
We're just going to fall down.
Right.
Third down and seven. Tigers need to get the ball to about the 7-yard line to get a first down. Play clock at five. Sullivan under center. Option play, pitch it back to Quentin Brock. He's at the 10-yard line. He's going to be caught from behind and pushed back to the 11. He got 2 yards. And he'll be well short, and Warsaw will send out the field goal unit.
All right.
Mason Smythe will attempt about a 27-yard field goal. It's 2 out of 3 in field goals. He made against Michigan City, he made from 20 and 30, and then missed at Northwood from 53. This is a 28-yarder from the right hash mark. High snap, spot is down, kick is up, and the kick is good. 8:28 left to play, first half. Warsaw 24, Goshen nothing. Back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Andy Manis, Austin Elder on the stats again tonight. Warsaw with a 24-0 lead with 8:28 left to play in the first half. Smythe with 2 out of 4 on touchbacks in the first quarter. He has what's left of a 15-mile-an-hour breeze that was blowing at the beginning of the game at his back now. And he'll run up, and he'll boot it, and it is high and deep, and Janice will turn and watch it go over his head and into the end zone. First down for Goshen from their own 20-yard line. And one of the Tigers got hit. Looks like Evan Davis took a hit well after the play was over. No, that was Schultz. I take that back. Schultz got hit. A lot of officials stand in the neighborhood.
Huh.
Nobody thought too much about it.
Okay.
And a Goshen ball at the 20-yard line on the south end of Fisher Field. First down and 10. Coming up at halftime, first half scoring, which will take a little bit. First half stats. 2 minutes of local news from Dan Spaulding. Find out what happened today and what's going to happen this weekend. I'm going to give you the first half stats from Oliver Bergen and Company. Diaz, another knee-high snap, rolling to his right away from pressure. He's going to get away. Throws it on the run. Got a man wide open at the 37-yard line on the far side. That's Janice still in bounds, and he's going to get all the way to the 50-yard line. There is a flag down back at the back downfield, and I think it's going to be – well, he pointed back towards the Goshen line of scrimmage.
Yeah,
the flag's in a weird spot. It's a 26-yard line. Ineligible man downfield.
Oh.
One of the linemen
Boy.
Thought that he was going to take off and run with the ball. Janice is staying down there all by himself at the 37-yard line, blending in on his own sideline. But it's not going to count. So even when they run a good play, it comes back. It's a 5-yard penalty. However, what it really cost them was, what, 20 yards?
Over 30. He got to the 50-yard line.
That's true. You're right.
That's a huge penalty.
35 yards. So it's first and 15. Diaz has a running back to his left. He'll fake the handoff. Pressure coming. Fires the near side. Incomplete. Again, if he has time, he's got long street open on right. that curl route to the sidelines. But he had Gabrich coming at him at full speed from the snap.
And Hobagger came in too.
Yep, and Hobagger was there too. And there was no chance. Diaz made a business decision to cut that ball loose before he really wanted to. Second down and 15. And again, who can blame him?
Yeah, when you snap the ball and you have literally 1 second to make a decision, it's tough.
But that's because they're not even trying to run the ball.
No.
They're passing basically every play. Diaz will send Janice in motion. They'll fake the handoff to him. Now he's going to take off and run. And Hunter Dippin tracks him down at the 15-yard line. Oh, and we have some pushing and shoving after the play. Somebody from Goshen came in there well after the play was over and pushed one of our Tigers. Was something happening before that? The officials will have a convocation and figure it out. It's been a frustrating year for Goshen. That's clearly understandable. Dead ball foul, unsportsmanlike conduct against Goshen.
Yep.
And that will be it. It's just a Goshen penalty.
And we saw it after the play. You know, even if you know what they always say, it's the second guy that gets caught.
Yeah.
You know, so even if someone on our team, you know, kind of maybe provoked him a little bit, it's always the second guy.
Well, in this case, it's the guy who does it right where the ball is.
Right
out in the middle of everybody.
Right.
So it goes as a loss.
It's like a loss of five?
Let's call it that. Let's call it a loss of five, Austin, and then make it a 7-yard penalty.
Yeah.
Clock running. 7:50 left to play in the half. Warsaw up 24-0. Third down and 25 for the Redhawks. Diaz back to throw. Screen over the near side. Incomplete. Again, going for Janice. Flores Ortega was playing the man. Had he seen the ball, it went right over his head. It's fourth down, and it looks like Goshen's going to punt.
If you'd have noticed that a second earlier, that would have been a pick six.
Absolutely. So Janice stays in the game and wanders back toward the middle of the end zone. And he'll be punting into the wind with the Tigers leading by 24 and on their way toward what looks like a pretty easy victory here and an advancement to the championship game next week on the road somewhere. Good snap. Janice will kick it away. It's a good kick, but it's going to land at the 28-yard line of Goshen and bounce backwards. And the Redhawks will dive on it and down it at the 26-yard line. Great field position for Warsaw, leading 24-0 with 7:28 left to play, Andy, here in the third quarter.
And just, you get to be, and again, I know the numbers aren't there. I know the first-year coach is working on, talent development, but when you're 0-9, that stuff like that 30-yard completion to Janice is called back because of a lineman that's downfield.
Yep.
The pass play was called. Even if the quarterback scrambles, the offensive linemen have to stay put.
Yeah.
Just stuff like that. That I'm sure their coach will get fixed.
Sullivan still the quarterback for the Tigers. First down from the Goshen 26 after the short punt. And off the middle, Brody Duncan through the hole across the 20 down to the 17-yard line. Brody Duncan with a 9-yard run on first down, I think. I don't think he made it to the first down marker.
He's close.
No, it's a gain of 9, second down, and less than a yard. Brody having another good game against the Redhawks. He had 63 yards on 9 carries when they played the first time. He sprints to the sidelines. And Robinson Hoffert is into the game.
On that last play, I counted four Red Hawks on the ground.
Mm.
That's tough.
It is. Offensive line doing good work here on this Friday night. Sullivan, pit sweep right. Quentin Brock cuts up field 15. Got hit hard at the 10. He's got the first down inside the 10, down at the 8-yard line. But hold on. There's a flag down back at the 2-yard line that the back judge threw.
I got this wall in front of me. I didn't see that flag.
Still waiting for the signal as the two officials chat. Illegal block against the Tigers. Now, how they've changed the rules on this, on where they mark these penalties from.
Yeah, that's about right.
And they're going to move the ball to the 18-yard line. So it's still second down, and now it's second down and two.
Right.
So it ends up being a 10-yard penalty, Austin. And basically no carry for the Tigers right on that play. Sullivan with Hoffert behind him. Play action. There's the counter. Reed up the middle. Big hole. 15, 10, 5. Makes a man miss. Scores. Tucker Reed with his second touchdown of the night with 6:24 left to play in the half. And it's 30-0 Warsaw.
And there's that counter play again. You get those pulling linemen, receivers that block well in the perimeter, and just that misdirection just drives a lot of defensive crazy. Just really hard to defend.
Well, especially when they run it one way and run it one way and run it one way, and then all of a sudden they sneak that block, that trap block in there, like the old counter tray plays the Redskins used to run with Mark Schlereth and those guys.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Here's the extra point try. Good snap spot is down. Smythe drives it right down the middle again. 6:24 left to play here in the first half. Warsaw 31, Goshen nothing. Back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Five possessions for the Tigers, five scores, four touchdowns and a field goal, and Warsaw has a 31-0 lead over Goshen. Again, the Tigers will go on the road next week, no matter who wins the other game in sectional 11. I'm getting a score update from Steve on the News Now Warsaw website. It looks like it's 7-0 Concord with the lead at Northside. Run up and the boot, and that will go well into the back of the end zone. And another touchback for Mason Smythe, whose leg is well worn in this game.
Looks to be okay.
It's doing just fine.
And we got a special visitor in the press box.
Who's that?
My youngest son.
Oh, the troublemaker.
Well, he heard that there was chili up here, so he decided to make a trip up here.
Luca knows when there's food.
That's right.
He knows what to do. You know, he didn't deny that.
No, he did not.
He smiled and shook his head like, yeah, that's me. You're right. Red Hawk ball at the 20-yard line. Warsaw already starting to work in a few backups. Cohen Hetty's been dealing with an ankle this week, so they're going to pull him out. And I think they're probably going to talk to him about maybe letting his night be over. We'll see.
And as his baseball coach, I'm in 100% agreement with that.
Yes, absolutely. Diaz takes the snap, looking right, being chased by Gabrich from behind. He will get away. 25. Oh, he got hit high. It was not he was sliding, but he had not hit the ground yet. So he's still fair game as a runner. And Diaz gets 5 yards. It'll be second down and five. Again, he's not a big guy. 5'8", 165. He's just a sophomore. So he's probably going to grow another inch or two. They can get five guys in front of him that can consistently block.
Yes.
Then they're going to have something.
Yes, for sure.
Because then they can have a running game and be more balanced. And even though they won't have Gabriel Janisse with them anymore, they still will have offensive weapons. Diaz, another low snap. Quick throw far side. It's caught by Longstreet, and he will be tackled at the 24-yard line. That'll set up third down and about six coming up for the Redhawks.
you hear coaches all the time, college and NFL coaches, even high school coaches, that say, you know, we have to run the ball. We have to run the ball.
Yes.
And this is why. This is exactly why you have to run the ball. Because if you know that there's no threat of a run.
Yeah. Gabrich and Dippin are literally just at the snap, just running as fast as they can to try to find number three. Third down and six. Ball the far hash mark, closest to the Goshen Red Hawk bench. Diaz takes a snap, looking right, now rolling left. Looking, fires it down the field, got a man open. It's Janice. He'll run backwards to get forward. He's to the 30, to the 35. There's a flag down back in the middle of the field, and let's see what that is.
I saw a hold at the line of scrimmage, but I'm not sure that's going to be the call.
No, it's going to be another ineligible man down
the
field.
Okay, there we go.
So that wipes out another beautiful play by Diaz and Janice. That's going to cost the Redhawks 5 yards, and it will be third down and 11.
But much like that prior play, they get the nice gain wiped out.
Goshen now with 5 penalties for 37 yards. Apparently Luca had all the chili he can stand, and so two types of soup dishes tonight. We have the chili, and then we have bacon potato soup.
Which was excellent.
I hear that both were good. Diaz going to take off and run this time. Spins away at the 20, 25. He's out to the 28-yard line. That's a 9-yard run for Diaz, who gave us a spinorama at the 20-yard line to beat a Tiger defender. It's now 4th and 1.
Definitely going to go for it. That's the old circle button on the PlayStation controller, for those of you who need a reference.
And they're going to quickly run to the line of scrimmage. Diaz going to take the snap, throw to the far side. Janice, he gets away from a man. He's got a first down at the 30-yard line. Tackled forward by the Tigers out to the 34-yard line. That's a gain of 5 and a first down for Goshen.
It's a good play. Just a little slip screen right there to Janice.
Oh, no. Janice is down. He is down at the 34-yard line. He's trying to get up, and he has injured his left shoulder. He was – I don't want to say what it is, but I'm just saying what I saw. What I saw was him grab kind of where his collarbone is. So, first down, Redhawks. Haven't had many of those tonight. Nope. Is that their, what, second? Yeah, third? Austin says three. Austin knows. From the 34-yard line, 3:46 clock running, second quarter. Warsaw with a 31-0 lead. The winner advances to play either Concord or Fort Wayne Northside in the championship game next week. Diaz rolling left. Shuffle pass forward. It's caught. And it's caught by Miller at the 35. And he'll get forward to the 37-yard line. That's a gain of 3. That's a good play. That counts, by the way, as a pass, just so you know. And quickly, Goshen in the no-huddle offense. Warsaw flinched but not past the line of scrimmage. So we keep going. Play clock at 18. Diaz staring over to the side of the field and now gets the play and looks at his wristband to call out the signals. Play clock at 8. 3 minutes left in the half. Warsaw leads Goshen 31-0. Diaz fakes the handoff, rolling right, throws it on the run, got his man. That's Keim. Keim's got, or did he drop it?
No.
Oh, he did. He did. Incomplete pass. And it will be third down and 7 coming up for Goshen with 2:42 left. And again, the Redhawks will run right to the ball, even though the clock has stopped, and they'll try to make something happen here on 3rd and 7. Again, Diaz claps his hands, gets the play from Kota Klinski on the sidelines. Now we're ready to roll. 3rd down and 7. Back to throw. Screen pass out in the flat. Caught by Miller. Looking for blockers. Gets blockers. Oh, and what a tackle. Good catch. Miller will get yardage to the Goshen 43-yard line. That's a gain of 6 yards. And that is Cole Kuntz in his final game at Fisher Field, perhaps in his career, making the play. And there's a fake handoff and a first down run for Diaz. Gets across the 45-yard line, and that's more than required to move the chains for Goshen with 2:12 left to play here in the half, and Warsaw leading 31-0.
in this no-huddle kind of up-tempo, this is their best drive of the game.
Oh, without question.
Kind of putting us on our heels a little bit.
It's a drive that started back at the 20 after the touchback by Mason Smythe. And remember, they've got all kinds of guys. Oh, look, they've got an offensive lineman way out at the right. And back to throw Diaz. They throw it to the far side, Janice. He's got it to 45, to the 50, and pushed into the Goshen bench at the Tiger 49-yard line. That's a gain of 5 yards. They had some different people in different places there. They had Scott Kendall, who's a tackle, lined out on the outside, but he was not. He was covered properly, and they ran the right formation. I love that play, too. Second down and 5. Diaz fakes the handoff, rolling right, looking, fires it on the run, and lofts it down the field, and it's incomplete. Longstreet got a hand on it, but if he would have caught it, he would have landed in the orange boundary outside the white sideline. So it's third down and 5.
And good on Fletcher Pohl to just kind of knock that ball away, too, just to erase any doubt there.
1:35 left in the half. The Red Hawks have 2 timeouts remaining. And I would find out where number 7's at if you're the Tiger defense, because this ball's probably going his direction.
Yep.
Good to have him back in the game.
It's good to see.
When he grabbed his shoulder, I thought for sure he'd broken his collarbone. 4 wideouts to the near side. Quick throw. There's Janice at his 47. Turns up field. 50, 45. Still in bounds at the 40 and into the Tiger bench. And out of bounds at the 39-yard line. That's a gain of 14 yards for Goshen and another first down with 1:29 left in the half.
You know, this is just another way for him to get, for Janice to get the ball in space. Just that was kind of like a diamond formation at the on this near side of the field there. We had one receiver lined up on the line of scrimmage and the other 3 behind.
The center has broken the huddle.
We're seeing all kinds of stuff tonight.
Goshen now. The rest of the team breaks the huddle. They give to Janice. He's going to be hit behind the line of scrimmage. He gets away from one, gets away from another, gets away from a third to the far side, 35. Still going. Oh, lost the football and fell back on it at the 32-yard line. There is a flag down way back over here. Illegal procedure against Goshen. Man, I like to watch number 7 play. I'm sorry. He's for the other team, I know, but man, he is something. I'm glad we don't have to play him anymore.
Yeah.
I'm sure Joey Hiklinski wishes he had one more year. Because, again, if Goshen can find 5 guys to block for this quarterback, he's a playmaker. He reminds me a lot of the kid from Plymouth.
Oh, yeah.
In the way that he plays.
Yep.
You give him some time to throw it, he's going to pick some people apart. But there aren't 6'3", 220 guys just walking around Goshen High School that I know of.
Right.
Diaz back to throw, has a little more time, going to roll right, going to take off, going to be hit. There's a flag down. This is going to be a holding.
Oh, yeah.
Saw that one. That was pretty clear.
Yep.
First and 15 is going to be first and more than that, unless Bart Curtis decides to decline. Which, given the field position of the ball, he might go ahead and take this, keep Goshen backing up.
Yeah, I would back him up.
And it looks like he's going to accept the penalty. So back the ball up from the 44, back across the 50 to the Goshen 46 with 1:10 to go in the half. 31-0 Tigers. 4 touchdowns and a field goal for Warsaw. You got some different kids in there now for Warsaw. On defense, specifically, you have Christian Cullors. We got to see play at Northwood, and we have a timeout. Timeout on the field, 1:10 left to play in the half. Warsaw 31, Goshen nothing. Back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. We've been keeping an eye on that Concord-Fort Wayne Northside game. Concord has scored 10 points in short order. Concord 17, Fort Wayne North nothing. They started after we did. They started at 7:30. So that's still in the first quarter. Goshen, if they win, and Warsaw holds on to win, which I think feel pretty confident in both. Warsaw at Concord next week for a trip to the regional. It's first down and 25. Diaz back to throw, pressured out of the pocket, being chased, gets away from one, throws it over the middle, and it is caught.
Okay.
Caught. Catch made by Mishler, the tight end, at the Tiger 44-yard line. So that's a gain of 11, and it will be second down and 14. Clock running, 48 seconds left in the half. Redhawks took that timeout. They have one left. Quick throw far side, Janice at the 45. Ducks to the outside, then cuts back in inside the 40, down to the 36-yard line. That's a first down for Goshen. Oh, I'm sorry. It is not a first down for Goshen.
Nope.
It's short of the first down by 7 yards. I was looking at the wrong marker through the binoculars.
It happens.
Goshen takes their final timeout of the half. We're going to keep it here, Steve, with 31.7 left. It's third down and 8 coming up for the Redhawks. Coming up at halftime, first half scoring, 2 minutes of local news from Dan Spaulding. We'll give you the first half scores from other games, including the updated score on that Concord Northside game. And then we'll go through the first half stats presented by Aldifer Bergen & Company. Again, this could be our final home game of the football season. Even if Warsaw wins next week, they may not be at home in the regional. There's a formula for it. I'm pretty in tune with it. It's not brain surgery, but it's kind of close. But I got a pretty good beat on it, and so we'll figure that out. And we'll know if Warsaw wins next week, if the other game is over, we'll be able to tell you what's going to happen the week after that. 31 seconds left to play in the half. Third down and 8 coming up for the Redhawks from the Tiger 37-yard line. Four wides to the far side. Low snap. That one hit the ground. Diaz flips it to Janice, and he's going to be hit well behind the line of scrimmage and tackled for a loss. A loss back near the 45-yard line. They're going to mark it at the 44-yard line, so a loss of 5. It's fourth down. 10 seconds left in the half. Goshen going without a huddle, dropping back to throw Diaz. Under pressure, flag down, holding everywhere, and we have an injured Tiger, and Diaz throws an incomplete pass, and Dippin is down back at the Goshen 45-yard line, and they are summoning the training staff out. Dippin got cut block back at the 45-yard line. The block below the waist is going to be the call. Dippin sitting up, but he's taking his helmet off. And as jovial a guy as Hunter Dippin is, he is not happy right at this moment.
No.
And they are rolling up the pant leg, which is not good. If you would like to go take a walk, Mr. Baseball Coach, you are welcome to do that. That is Andy's first baseman that's laying on the turf at the 45-yard line.
Yeah.
And again, that's an illegal block. The flag's back at the 48-yard line. Warsaw is going to decline the penalty and take the football with 1 second left to play here in the half. But the concern right now is Warsaw's number 78 down on the field.
He's up. All right.
Dippin is getting up with the assistance of Corey Branham. And he is limping but walking actually pretty well, all things considered.
Well, it is. It's Hunter.
What are you saying?
I've seen him walk like that before, but let's just hope he's okay.
Warsaw is going to take over the football at their own 30-yard line with 1 second left. Normally, Warsaw would run like a hook and lateral here. I don't know if Bart Curtis has that kind of thing in mind, up 31. But they're not in the victory formation either. And this is Quentin Brock at quarterback, and the handoff up the middle goes to Schenck. And Schenck gets from the 30 to the 37-yard line, and that'll do it for the first half. An impressive first half for the Tigers. They take care of business in the first 24 minutes. They lead Goshen at halftime 31-0. Your halftime show is coming next on News Now Warsaw. Halftime at Fisher Field, Warsaw 31, Goshen nothing. Here are the first half stats brought to you by Altifer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Altifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at altiferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Warsaw in the first half, 8 first downs, 18 rushing plays for 198 yards. That is exactly 11 yards a play. Drew Sullivan was 1 of 3 passing for 17 yards. So Warsaw ran 21 plays for 215 yards of total offense. Goshen had 5 first downs. And again, what did we say in the whole first half about why Goshen was having trouble rushing the ball? 9 carries, minus 16 yards. Now remember, Warsaw has 2 sacks, right, and those count in the total. So 13 of 25 passing for Diaz for 82 yards. So they run 25 plays for a net average of 66 yards. Goshen lost a fumble and had a pass intercepted. So that's 2 turnovers in the first half. And Warsaw with 5 penalties for 50 yards in the first half, and Goshen 8 penalties for 67 yards. Goshen punted 3 times. Warsaw, who punted 7 times in the first 3 games of the season and 12 times in the first 6 games of the season, has not punted in a long, long time. Warsaw 31, nothing leaders. Your thoughts on the stats, Andy?
Well, and the numbers don't lie. The score is what it is. I feel, and I mentioned it earlier in the first half, I felt that our offense, for the most part, I think we bogged down a little bit at that especially that field goal drive, but for the most part, our offense is executing at a pretty high level. The first matchup with Goshen, clearly better team, just kind of got in our own way a little bit, just didn't seem right. But this game has gone as expected. Offense is just, I can't say enough good things about our offensive line. Defensive line, they always say games are won and lost on the lines, and both lines are dominating. But yeah, this second half, again, stuff can go sideways, but I really hope we can get some of those starters out and get them rested for next week.
I think we started to see a little bit of that at the end of the second quarter, and we definitely saw some younger kids warming up here on the sidelines as the team is stretching. Warsaw 31, Goshen nothing. We'll come back and start the third quarter after this timeout on News Now Warsaw.